Welcome to I Got Her 6, the podcast that dives deep into the stories of resilience, courage, and camaraderie. I'm your host, J.R. Bell, and together, we'll explore the journeys of those who've faced adversity head-on and emerged stronger. Join me as we uncover the unspoken bonds that connect us all.
Hey, everybody. This is I, your one and only, your professoro, the one and only master, the maestro, the king himself, your hood professor, your mistress, and doctor. Yes, this is I, J.R. Bell. Listen, in this podcast episode, I want to tell everybody out there, I thank you for listening to my podcast, and I hope y'all have something wonderful. But I want to tell you something. In this episode, we're going to be asking this question because I have a thought. And I have a question I want to ask you. And here's my question. And here's the question that I want to ask you. Here's my question that I would like to ask you. One, I noticed when I looked on, TikTok as well as Instagram, I see all these women posting photos of themselves talking about, I'm looking for a good man. One lady made a video saying that she was tired of doing all these man work, stuff that men mostly do. Everybody was like, "What?" They said, "What do you mean?" They said, menial work, the hard work. Like she said, her plumbing clogged up. She sat there and had to fix it. She was tired of doing that. Her sink messed up. Tired of doing that. It was winter. She had to go shovel the snow. She didn't want to do that. But you scream and holler about, I want equal pay. I want equal rights. I want to have the same rights as what men have. I want equality, gender equality and stuff. But yet and still, when, excuse my language, shit hits the fan, you want to have a man. You want a man around. Here's one. I saw this video and I was looking on social media and I saw this video because, listen, students, to be honest, I do a lot of my research. I'm on social media because that's how I get most of my stuff. A lot of my key talking points and stuff, I get it on social media. I was watching this video. This lady was sitting there in her car about to take off when all of a sudden this guy goes, excuse me, ma'am. He pulled up, he goes, excuse me, ma'am. And the lady goes, look, why are you bothering me? I don't need a man. I have a boyfriend. I have a man. I don't need you, man. I got a man. Stop bothering me. I have a man. He goes, okay. And then as he drove off, by the way, I wasn't trying to talk to you or pick you up. I wanted to let you know you have a flat tire. And then here's what she said. Can you help me? Call your man. He said, call your man. He says, you need to call your man and tell him to come. Tell your man to come and fix it. I was trying to be helpful, but you need to go call your man since you so adamant, I got a man. Go call him. Tell him that you got a flat and that he needs to come and fix it. And he drove off. That moral of that story is, not all men are trying to pick up you. Not all men are trying to pick you up, ladies. Some men are just being chivalry. Want to let you know. Want to say hello. Want to tell you, hey, by the way, you got a flat. Just wanted to let you know. That really got me and I started laughing because she had that coming. Another one I saw, this one really made me think though, wow. I just thought it was imaginable and thought it was a fathomable thing to think about. This lady literally sat there, and all she said was, all she did was, she was going into this building, and as she walked in the building, you know, the chivalry, man opens the door for a lady. Well, this guy opens the door for a lady, and the lady goes, I'm sorry, she says. He goes, I'm good, thank you. You gotta open the door for me. So the guy just says, fine. So he walks away. He shut the door behind him. You know? And that's what he did. He shuts the door and just leaves her standing there. And he shut the door. The problem was, it was a key entry place. He was gonna let her in because he knew what apartment she stayed in. And she's in there, now she's digging in her purse, trying to get in and everything. And it just proves my point. See, fellas and ladies, students, listen. Sometimes what's green on the grass is not green on the other side. Okay? I'm just being honest. Let's keep it 100. Let's keep it real. Okay? Sometimes you gotta put things into perspective on what you do in life. You know? There's, you know, things in life. Now, here's something for all you students out there listening to my podcast. You understand this one? This is something that I want you to take into effect. Listen to this. If you're a lady and you say, I want a blue collar person. I want to date a blue collar person, whether it be man or woman. If you want to marry a blue collar person in your life, here's the fact. Let's go fact one. One, that blue collar person, personally, will treat you the way you want to be treated. Will love you unconditional. But one thing, if that person has to get up early in the morning, go out that door to go to work, here's what happens. Okay? That person gets up at the crack of dawn. Body's aching, mind's not right. Sits there, makes a pot of coffee for those, you know. You know, gotta make his lunch, you know, or you already made it or whichever. Gotta walk out that door, get in your car, drive down to maybe a gas station and smokes. Person who smokes. Grab a pack of cigarettes or maybe some dip, Copenhagen, some Skoal, some Bandit, or the snuff thing for little pouches or whatever. You know, just one of those things. Then maybe grab some energy drinks or whatever, or if that person didn't get coffee at home because no one in the house drinks coffee but him or her. Then that person has to go get him a thing of coffee or whatever and then goes on to his or her job. You see what I mean? And then gotta work. And gotta work a lot of hours. And work. And work a lot of hours. Do you understand? This person works. And all of a sudden the person gets off work. Then the supervisor, manager, boss comes to him or her and say, hey, I'm gonna need you to work. I'm gonna need you to stay late. Your dog tired. That person's dog tired. But then still that person says, I need you to stay late. Or here's the thing. Hey, you want some extra hours? I got a call off. You want to work some extra hours? Knowing that person really don't want to stay, that person takes it because needs the money. But you, on the other hand, you get mad because you're not there. You're not taking care of my needs. I have emotional needs. Okay, emotional needs. What about the bills? What about the bills? You should get a better paying job. Okay, here's something I saw, and I'm gonna tell you this, students, this has really got me, and it made me go, wow. You know, there was this guy. He had a full-time job. Really good job, really good paying job. He was always at work, constantly at work. Guess what? Guess what happened? He was always at work. Guess what? He turned around, he looked, and he was always constantly working, 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 working. Just doing his, doing what he's supposed to do. Comes home, he came home, walked in from a hard day's work. He asked his girlfriend, I think it was his girlfriend or his wife. He's the one, either his girlfriend or his wife. It's one of the two, I really couldn't tell because he was so angry. It was his wife. Bingo. I had to remember, I had to remind myself that was his wife. He asked her, he walked in, he goes, hey, what's for dinner? She said, and she quote, she says, what do you mean what's for dinner? I just worked. I just worked an 18-hour shift. What's for dinner? Go fix it. Go fix you something. I'm not your maid. I'm not your maid. Want a piece of, you want a piece of my pizza? You want a bite of my pizza? And then she started going, oh, another thing. You're not even around all the time. You're always at work. You're always at work. Don't even take care of my needs. I got needs. You never hear. You never hear. That guy looked at her and said, good. He says, thank you. He says, thank you. After he didn't start yelling at her and stuff, he said, he got done. He says, thank you. I appreciate you. She says, what do you mean you appreciate me? He says, nope, I appreciate you. Thank you. He says, I really appreciate you. She turned around, he turned around, walked out that door and said, pack your stuff. He says, and get out. And she goes, where am I gonna go? Where am I gonna go? Where you can be appreciated, but not here. He says, that's all I'm saying. And that's actually what he said. Get out. See, that moral of that story is, and that was an actual video. It was on social media. The moral of that story is, ladies, when you get married, it's for better, for worse, richer, for poor, sickness and health, till death do us part. Okay? Listen. Don't beat a dead horse to death. So what I'm saying when I say that, meaning that don't sit there and try to dog your man or woman. Come on. They got enough to deal with when they go out in the world. They got enough to deal with when they go out into the real world. Do you understand? Because in the real world, they got way more to deal with society. Okay? That's something that they got to deal with. And then they got to deal with you telling them, yelling at them, beating them down. Don't do that. I had this one case where I was counseling. This is a good one, students. I had this one case where I was counseling a student. And this student of mine was telling me that he was having problems in his marriage. I said, well, what do you mean? He says, my wife doesn't want to work. And I go, why doesn't she? And I go, okay, well, maybe she can't work. No, it's not that. She thinks that I'm supposed to do everything. And I go, well, some women are raised that way. That's what I told him. And he goes, but professor, I'm trying to get a better job. I work a full-time job, and I also come home and do online courses and take online college classes so I can better myself. And she still's not happy. Yeah, she's still not happy. Yeah, she's still not happy. I go, really? He goes, yes. I go, well, here's what we're gonna do. I'm not gonna sit there, I'm not gonna get involved, I'm not gonna get in the middle of it. What I want you to do is have patience with her. Okay? He did. Have patience until your patience run thin. So guess what he did? His patience ran thin. Because he came home one day and she had a guy. See, here's the thing. She had a guy in the house. And that's a no-no. He said, no man should be in the house unless they're family. And he wasn't family. And he wasn't her cousin. He was some friend of hers. She said, she goes, he's a friend of mine. So she turned around and she said, we're done. He just looked at her and said, we're done. She goes, what do you mean? He goes, we're done. I'm done. I'm through, I'm done. I don't want to talk no more, I'm done. He goes, so what I'm going to ask you is this. He goes, I want a divorce. And she was like, what do you mean you want a divorce? I want a divorce. And the guy was sitting there, I think I better leave. So he gets up and he leaves. And he leaves. And then she goes, fine then. Here's what happened. She goes, and they filed divorce. At the day of the divorce, they had to go see the judge. They had no kids. He graduated. Yes, he graduated. And when he graduated, he got a promotion. More money. Where he worked Monday through Friday, he had the weekends off. He didn't have to work a lot of hours. He just worked Monday through Friday. And he had the weekends off. Judge asked him. He asked him. He sat there. Judge asked him a question. He says, I have a question for you. He says, sure, Your Honor. Judge goes, why are we having a divorce? She wants a divorce. I pretty much don't want it, but she wants it, so I'm going to give her what she asked for. She says she's unhappy and that she wants something better. So guess what? I'm going to give her something better. I'm going to give her her freedom. She can get her last name back and everything, and we're done. Just make this annulled. He goes, no, said, done. That's what he said. Annul it. Annul the wedding. Annul the marriage. He goes, done. So she did. So she annulled the wedding. Made him. And as he walked out, she walked away with nothing because they didn't have very much. He got a big promotion. And guess what? And he got bigger pay. Moral of the story is this, students. Sometimes the grass is greener on the other side, not always, but a lot of times it is. So sometimes you just gotta have patience and be a kind of person that will say, sure, I will do that. Yeah. You gotta weather the storm. Be true and honest to yourself, okay? Just be honest to yourself. Because when you're honest to yourself, you'll have the greatest blessings that'll come. Because there's someone for everyone. All right, students, I really mean that. You will find that diamond in the rough. I say that and I mean that. All right. This is your one and only hood professor, Demetrius, Dr. J.R. Bell. I'll catch you. I just wanted to tell y'all that. All right.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of AUI. I Got Your Six. If you found inspiration in today's stories, don't forget to subscribe, share, and stay connected. Until next time, this is J.R. Bell signing off. Remember, your six is covered.